Introduction to the First Edition. The goal is about new global principles of manufacturing. It's about people trying to understand what makes their world tick so that they can make it better. As they think logically and consistently about their problems, they're able to determine cause and effect relationships between their actions and the results. In the process, they deduce some basic principles, which they use to save their plant and make it successful. I view science as nothing more than an understanding of the way the world is and why it is that way. At any given time, our scientific knowledge is simply the current state of the art of our understanding. I do not believe in absolute truths. I fear such beliefs because they block the search for better understanding. Whenever we think we have final answers, progress, science, and better understanding ceases. Understanding of our world is not something to be pursued for its own sake, however. Knowledge should be pursued, I believe, to make our world better, to make life more fulfilling. There are several reasons I chose a novel to explain my understanding of manufacturing, how it works, reality, and why it works that way. First, I want to make these principles more understandable and show how they can bring order to the chaos that so often exists in our plants. Second, I wanted to illustrate the power of this understanding and the benefits it can bring. The results achieved are not fantasy. They have been and are being achieved in real plants. The Western world does not have to become a second or third-rate manufacturing power. If we just understand and apply the correct principles, we can compete with anyone. I also hope that readers would see the validity and value of these principles in other organizations, such as banks, hospitals, insurance companies, and our families. Maybe the same potential for growth and improvement exists in all organizations. Finally, and most importantly, I wanted to show that we can all be outstanding scientists. The secret of being a good scientist, I believe, lies not in our brain power. We have enough. We simply need to look at reality and think logically and precisely about what we see. The key ingredient is to have the courage to face inconsistencies between what we see and deduce and the way things are done. This challenging of basic assumptions is essential to breakthroughs. Almost everyone who has worked in a plant is at least uneasy about the use of cost accounting efficiencies to control our actions. Yet few have challenged this sacred cow directly. Progress in understanding requires that we challenge basic assumptions about how the world is and why it is that way. If we can better understand our world and the principles that govern it, I suspect all our lives will be better. Good luck in your search for these principles and for your own understanding of the goal.
Chapter 1. I come through the gate this morning at 7:30, and I can see it from across the lot, the crimson Mercedes. It's parked beside the plant next to the offices. And it's in my space. Who else would do that? Except Bill Peach. Never mind that the whole lot is practically empty at that hour. Never mind that there are spaces marked Visitor. Nope, Bill's got to park in the space with my title on it. Bill likes to make subtle statements. So, okay, he's the division vice president and I'm just a mere plant manager. I guess he can park his damn Mercedes wherever he wants. I put my Buick next to it in the space marked controller. A glance at the license as I walk around it assures me it has to be Bill's car because the plate says number one. And as we all know, that's absolutely correct in terms of who Bill always looks out for. He wants his shot at CEO, but so do I. Too bad that I may never get the chance now. Anyway, I'm walking up to the office doors. Already the adrenaline is pumping. I'm wondering what the hell Bill is doing here. I've lost any hope of getting any work done this morning. I usually go in early to catch up on all the stuff I'm too busy to do during the day, because I can really get a lot done before the phone rings and the meetings start, before the fires break out. But not today.
Mr. Ogle!
I stop as four people come bursting out of a door on the side of the plant. I see Dempsey, the shift supervisor, Martinez, the union steward, some hourly guy, and a machining center foreman named Ray, and they're all talking at the same time.
We've got a problem.
Suddenly,